Hey everybody, if you want to tell the world something or sell the world something, head on over to Squarespace because they're going to help you build the website of your dreams. Say you want to sell some custom merch. Well, you can set up your online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need to start selling online. So go to squarespace.com/stuff right now and you will face a free trial. And when you get ready to launch, use our offer code STUFF and then you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. How could you go wrong with Squarespace?
When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, visit BetterHelp.com/stuff today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/stuff.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Welcome to Stuff You Should Know from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Clark.
And
with
I'm
me.
Sorry, I was going to do the thing. And I'm Chuck Bryant.
And this is
Stuff
You
Should Know. That's terrible.
That was totally off the cuff, though, I think we should say.
I think it's pretty obvious.
In our defense. Chuck, you ever been to Austin, Texas?
Yeah, I love Austin.
I've heard nothing but good things. Keep Austin Weird and All. I've never been.
Yep, very cool. Very cool sound.
But I do know that if you go to Austin, Texas right now, and you go to MLK Boulevard near the corner of Alexander Avenue, you're going to find a little gallery, and it is called the Flatbed Press Art Gallery.
Interesting.
And if you go into there, like I said right now, you're going to find a piece of art, an art installation, and it's called Free Paper.
Okay.
Have you heard of this?
Yes, because you told me.
Well, I'll tell everybody else then. There's a woman named Annette Lawrence, and she's a Texas artist, right? And basically what she did was she saved a year's worth of junk mail.
Right.
And it came to total 265 pounds, by the way. Just junk mail.
Goodness.
And she tore it into 2-inch strips and then basically installed it, put it together in stacks by month, and then put it on shelves. So there's 12 little separate, it's almost like a cross-section of junk mail.
Right.
And the way she did it, I wouldn't have thought to do it this way, but it really gets the point across with minimal space. It's quite beautiful until you think about, you know, it's junk mail.
Right.
So, and as I understand, she's not the only junk mail artist that's going on right now.
No.
Which is surprising.
There's a bunch, and I have another one here, and her name is Barbara Hashimoto, an American artist, and she works with junk mail. She does provocative, like, art installations, a little interactive type of thing.
She's a provocateur.
She's a provocateur. And what she's done, and this is generally like most junk mail artists are probably making a political statement, mm-hmm. an environmental statement,
right.
And that's what she's doing. And she is in Chicago, and she set aside the junk mail from her business for a year. So it was quite a bit more, obviously, than a person would get.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up with 3,000 cubic feet of then she shredded it, actually, with a paper shredder. She had one called Junk Mail with Grand Piano, and what she would do is she got this piano player with a grand piano and put him in a room facing a street with, you know, glass that people could see in, obviously. And he would start playing this symphony, some nice piano music.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like such a lunkhead there. I'm a musician, too. And so he's playing the piano, and she starts dumping this the shredded junk mail on him
mm-hmm.
and on the piano as he's doing it. And basically, it's a process, and at the end of it, this guy can't even be heard anymore. He's completely covered. The piano's completely covered. And you hear just these little muffled, hammered sounds of the piano string. And,
nice. That
and
definitely
it's over.
Gets the point across, doesn't it?
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
Okay, so for the rest of us who have neither the time nor the inclination to play with junk mail, right?
Right.
And make statements with junk mail, I should say. You know, obviously it's annoying. I shouldn't even say that. It's just so blatantly obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also kind of harmful. Junk mail's harmful.
Extremely.
Number one, you can very easily become the victim of identity fraud.
Yeah.
Just from pre-approved credit card applications.
Uh-huh.
I think there's something like 400,000 cases of identity theft every year.
Really?
That are attributed just to pre-approved credit cards.
Interesting.
That's Sid Kirshner, by the way. That's his figure.
Okay.
He's a consumer guru.
That's good.
Yeah. So that's a problem right there.
Yeah. Well, you know, people. My wife is a master shredder. She is on top of our household as far as the mail and the bills. And she shreds everything like that. She shreds things that I'd be like, oh, this is stupid. You don't need to shred my Sports Illustrated re-up thing. And
right.
She will.
Yeah.
And coincidentally, we've never had our identity stolen. So people that just toss that.
Knocked on wood,
I know. Okay. People that just toss that into the trash, it's really not very smart.
No, it's not. I usually burn mine.
Oh, that's good.
Seriously.
Just out of spite?
Well, I don't have a shredder. But I don't want to just toss it in the trash either, you know.
So you heat your home with it.
Or sometimes, this is kind of weird, but sometimes I will take the most sensitive parts of it and tear it off and then eat it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no going through that trash, pal.
Well, that actually, what she said before about burning it leads me to an interesting stat that I've just flown in from the home office.
Let's hear it.
250,000 homes could actually be heated from a single day's worth of junk mail in the United States.
By burning it?
Mm-hmm.
That would be awful.
Not a single household, obviously. It's all the junk mail in the country.
Right.
So,
but I'm saying I don't think we should be setting this on fire, right?
Well, no. It's just to kind of drive the point home of how much there is.
Gotcha.
4 million tons a year in the United States alone. And a final stat, Josh, if you're interested.
Oh, of course.
44, and this is a really sad one, 44% of all junk mail goes unopened and is put into a landfill eventually.
Yes, and Chuck, I have another stat for you. This is our stat-heavy junk mail podcast special. Did you know that with the amount of paper that's thrown out by Americans every year...
Junk mail or just paper?
Well, junk mail is part of it. This includes junk mail. This is just paper. But it's going to lead me back around in a second, so bear with me. You could build a 12-foot-tall wall from New York to Los Angeles.
Really?
That's annually.
They should build that wall.
Think about how incredibly thin paper is.
Yeah.
You can make it 12 feet tall and all the way from New York to L.A.
How thick?
I guess paper width. Yeah.
Okay. That wouldn't be much of a wall.
No. I mean, like, you're laying a piece of paper flat on the ground and stacking them up
It's
12 feet tall.
Now.
So it'd be, what, 8.5 inches wide?
Right. I thought you were taping it all together so it would be... You could just poke your
finger
through
it. That would be stupid. Yeah. Well, this is the Clean Air Council. I would like to think that they wouldn't toy with me like that.
You're right.
But, you know, as always, as Mark Twain said, there are three kinds of lies. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. You should always take statistics with a grain of salt. But
sure.
How about this? Clearly, there is a ton of junk mail that's wasted every year. Can we agree on that?
4 million tons.
Yes, that is a statistic, too.
Yes.
Okay, so you've got credit card fraud. You've got waste. But not just waste. It's also input. You have to consider the input. It takes a tremendous amount of water, actually, to make paper, which is kind of odd because paper is dry. But to separate the fibers and make this into a pulp, they add tons of water. There's actually a process where they first wash wood off, right, to get all any impurities out. They send it into a steamer for 4 hours. Then they chop it up. And turns into a pulp, and then they add water to a ratio of about 200 to 1, 200 parts water to 1 part pulp.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they dry it out.
Hey, everybody. It's time you heard about Squarespace. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own website. Whether it's an online course or custom merch, Squarespace has you covered.
That's right. Courses is a great program. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and tailor your course with a powerful Fluid Engine editor.
That's right. With Fluid Engine, which is a next-generation website design system, by the way, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity.
That's right. And don't forget the commerce side, because after that, you can charge a one-time fee or you can even sell a subscription.
Yeah. So turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. And right now, go to squarespace.com/stuff for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code STUFF to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Squarespace.
Squarespace.
Hey there, are you thirsty? Well, before you take a sip, have you stopped to think about what's in your water? Many conventional bottled waters contain PFAS, harmful substances known as forever chemicals. But you can drink water as clean as nature intended.
Richard's Rainwater collects 100% pure, refreshing drops of rain. Yes, it really is rain, everybody. This rain is caught clean before it hits the ground or becomes polluted with pesticides and contaminants commonly found in groundwater.
Yep, Richard's Rainwater is naturally pure with no need for harsh chemicals or additives. That means no added fluoride, no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing.
And you can enjoy the clean taste of Richard's still rainwater and the long-lasting cold-pressured bubbles of Richard's sparkling rainwater. Just visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. That's richardsrainwater.com. And we even have a special offer, don't we, Josh?
Yeah, text STUFF to 2512928887, and you'll get $2 off a 12-pack case of Richard's Rainwater. Sip the sky.
Right?
Were you laughing at my amazement?
No, I was laughing at the this astronomical use of water to make paper, right? So, and then they dry it out, and when they're drying it out, they're actually using steam-heated rollers. So there's more water right there.
More water.
And then there's another part to the end before they do the final dry, where they add more water and then dry it out to make it slick and glossy.
Wow.
Yes. So that's a lot of water. Of course, a lot of trees.
Yeah,
are used specifically for paper.
Right, about 100 million a year. Is that right?
That's what the University of Oregon says, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's a lot of trees.
It is a lot of trees, and it's kind of sad to think about it. But so many are grown specifically to become paper, right?
Yes.
I must say that paper mills do reuse water.
Oh, they do.
Just for cost effectiveness,
right? Of course.
So they are reusing water, but there's 28 billion gallons of water used annually to produce paper.
Right. That's a lot.
And that's input. So, you know, if they're reusing it, they're still using a lot of water.
Right.
And I hate to use they. I don't mean to be inclusive and exclusive and in-group and out-group. Like the paper industry
is just
the evil, you know, tobacco industry, which God knows they're evil. But
you're holding paper right now.
I am holding paper. I use paper, but I recycle all paper.
Yeah, me too.
Like, you know, we have that single stream recycling thing where all the waste baskets at the desks are basically recycling bins.
Uh-huh.
I never throw anything away in there. It's only paper.
Yeah.
I practice what I preach, friend.
That's good. I'm not calling you to task, buddy.
All right, that's fine. Okay. I can settle down because my fight or flight response is just pumping.
I know. It's kicked in.
Okay. So, Chuck, it's a waste, right?
Right.
It's annoying. It's potentially threatening as far as finances go with identity theft.
Yeah.
What can an individual do to fight the good fight against direct mail?
Well,
which, by the way, can I give you one more figure?
Yeah.
This is a figure, not a stat, too,
okay.
So it's much more reliable. First of all, did you even know that there's such a thing as direct mail pharmaceuticals?
No. Pills through the mail?
No, you can get pills through the mail, yes, but this is like advertising, direct mail advertising for pharmaceuticals.
Interesting.
I have never gotten one. I don't know. It's probably because I don't have a primary physician. But the direct mail pharmaceutical market alone in 2008 racked up $10.6 billion in sales based specifically on direct mail.
Wow.
Their return on investment for $1 was $10.27. Every dollar they spent on direct mail advertising raked them in $10.27 in 2008. That's just one sector.
Wow. We're in the wrong business, buddy.
I've always said we need to start making our own pharmaceuticals and selling them.
This podcasting gig is just not paying.
We're not making $10 billion, I'll tell you that.
No, we're not.
Or anything, actually.
So what can be done? I'm going to leave the second part to you about the official websites and things.
I thought you left the first part to me.
No. Oh. I'm going to go with the first part. One thing you can do is you can actually send it back. This is not about stopping it from coming to your home, but instead of being angry and just burning it or whatever you do, shooting it with your gun, eating it, and processing it through your own miserable body.
Some ink is better than others, I can tell you that.
I bet.
Yeah.
You can actually send it back. Junk mail is usually first class or third class, which is called bulk rate. And if your envelope is stamped address correction requested or return postage guaranteed, you can return it unopened, to the sender by writing "refused, return to sender" on the envelope, stick it back in your mailbox, and flip up your little flag.
Oh, flag. I didn't think you were going to say flag.
Yes, flip up your flag.
Gotcha.
But you can only do this on bulk mail with that special notification on it. If you have a solicitation, that has postage paid reply envelope, then just put a note saying that you want to be removed from the mailing list and include that mailing label and or write refused on it, and you might actually get taken off that list. So that's one way to do it.
Well, thanks to our friend the internet, it's gotten a lot easier to stop getting junk mail, right?
Yes.
There are actual sites that are dedicated to you not getting junk mail. And remember the Do Not Call registry?
Right.
Well, there's been several attempts to create a, you know, Do Not Mail registry, basically.
Uh-huh.
And it hasn't taken off. It may in the future. Who knows? But as it stands for now, it's up to the individual to take care of their own junk mail stream, right?
Right.
And like I said, the internet is a great tool for that. There, like, optoutprescreen.com is one place you can go.
Uh-huh.
And basically, the reason we have junk mail is because your name and address and personal information is actually valuable. It's valuable on its own in a very small amount, fractions
right.
and fractions of a cent.
As right? a single individual, true.
When you put it together with thousands and tens and thousands and hundreds of thousands of other people.
Millions.
Millions. I'll go with millions,
yeah.
Sure. Then all of a sudden, that list as a whole becomes valuable.
Right.
So people who mm-hmm. have your information or millions of people's information can put these things together and make some extra scratch on the side.
By selling it to direct marketers.
Right. And one group that aggregates this information are credit reporting bureaus. They
right.
are allowed by law to give out certain personal information about you, like name, address, preferences, especially stuff that you've provided, to sell it for
mm-hmm.
their own behalf. You get absolutely nothing for it.
Except junk mail.
And they make money off of it, yeah. And what you get in the end is junk mail. So the optoutprescreen.com website basically makes it so the four major credit reporting bureaus can't sell your stuff any longer.
Right.
And it'll take a little while to get off the lists, but you will eventually hopefully be purged.
Mm-hmm.
And that lasts for 5 years, or I think you can also do a lifetime block
right.
On selling.
Why wouldn't you just do that? That'd be great.
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Like,
right?
In 5 years, I might want to get this junk mail, so I'll just go with the 5 years.
Well, you know, actually, there's this group called the Direct Market Association.
Uh-huh.
And they may be the bane of most people's existence.
How's that?
Because they're actually a trade association of direct marketers.
Right.
Right? And luckily, they have a nice little website that you can access to get out, to opt out. It's called dmaconsumers.org. And they have basically the same thing that you'll find at Opt Out Prescreen.
Mm-hmm.
They have 5,200 member companies, and it's not just for-profit businesses, nonprofits, political action groups are members of the DMA, and when you get taken off the DMA's list, you get taken off of all these people's mailing lists.
Right.
So that's another thing you can do.
Hey there, are you thirsty? Well, before you take a sip, have you stopped to think about what's in your water? Many conventional bottled waters contain PFAS, harmful substances known as forever chemicals. But you can drink water as clean as nature intended.
Richard's Rainwater collects 100% pure, refreshing drops of rain. Yes, it really is rain, everybody. This rain is caught clean before it hits the ground or becomes polluted with pesticides and contaminants commonly found in groundwater.
Yep, Richard's Rainwater is naturally pure with no need for harsh chemicals or additives. That means no added fluoride, no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing.
And you can enjoy the clean taste of Richard's still rainwater and the long-lasting cold-pressured bubbles of Richard's sparkling rainwater. Just visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. That's richardsrainwater.com. And we even have a special offer, don't we, Josh?
Yeah, text STUFF to 2512928887, and you'll get $2 off a 12-pack case of Richard's rainwater. Sip the sky. Hey everybody, we're here to tell you about Viator, a tool that you can use to plan and book travel experiences around the world.
That's right. The Viator app and website make it easy to explore 300,000 plus travel experiences so you can discover what's out there no matter where you're traveling or what you're interested in.
Yep, Viator can help you plan better travel experiences. 300,000 plus travel experiences to choose from means you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy.
That's right. You can also enjoy real traveler reviews to get insider information from people who've already been on the experience that you're considering. Plus, you get free cancellation that helps you plan for the unexpected.
Yeah, and Viator offers 24/7 customer service, so you know you'll get support at any hour if things aren't going as planned. So download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find the perfect travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
There's steps you can take, or actually there's steps that you cannot take,
right,
that can keep you off.
Right. Warranty cards?
Yeah. Warranty cards. Like, think about this. When I researched this article, I hadn't thought about it at the time. And I thought back to, you know, when I filled out a warranty card, because I must admit I am one of the suckers who actually has filled out a warranty card and mailed it in. Why the Cuisinart company, whose blender I just purchased, would care whether my household would be most interested in hunting and fishing magazines,
right,
or skydiving magazines. Like, it didn't dawn on me at the time, like, that's a little odd. And I think I even remember checking a box.
Right.
Like, well, you know, we're not really into hunting and fishing, but we're more into skydiving these days.
Right.
So check, you know, and then all of a sudden, like, I got skydiving magazine come-ons. You know, there's a MasterCard is sending me, like, a pre-approved card with a skydiver on it. Like, we know you'll like this sucker. And it's bad. So never fill out a warranty card because, you know, we talked about extended warranties before.
Right.
You have your receipt.
That's your warranty card.
That's your warranty.
Because if they say you have a warranty and you have the receipt, then you have the warranty. You don't need to fill out a card to ensure that you have the warranty.
Exactly.
It's just a big scam.
It is a huge scam.
You know those bits that sometimes you'll hear, like the morning radio shows do, where they'll call, like, the head of the telemarketing company at, you know, midnight and wake him up and say, how do you like it? Do you know your company and all that stuff? We should find out the person. There's one person, I'm sure, where all the junk mail originates. Find out where this dude lives, and let's just go and, like, wallpaper his house with grocery store flyers.
His name is Rusty.
Yeah. Rusty would wake up and try to look out his window, and all he would see is, like, ground beef, $1.99.
He'd be like a piano player with a bunch of junk mail dumped on him.
Right.
Couldn't hear his screams.
Sorry, Rusty.
Exactly. You brought this on yourself, Rusty. Chuck?
Josh?
We're not quite done here.
Oh, okay.
There's actually businesses that you can subscribe to that will go to the trouble of getting you off lists.
True. I know our producer recommended one.
Yeah. It's Green Dimes, we believe. And basically, our producer, Jerry, said that there's a free service where you can just kind of, I guess, do the basic job.
Right.
But there's their $20 annual membership fee. Actually, these people actively work. If they can't send something in on your behalf, like, it needs your signature, maybe your social security number,
right,
which you will be asked for once in a while.
Sure.
This is not you being lured into an even bigger scam.
Right.
But they need it for verification. I'm not certain that they need it, but they require it for verification. So if Green Dimes can't just do it as a third party telling somebody else to back off, they send you all the stuff that you, like, these form letters,
right,
that you sign, mail them back to them, and Green Dime mails it for you.
Right.
And then they monitor. And by the way, I don't own any stock in Green Dimes or anything. I'm just kind of taken by this company.
They may not be publicly traded anyway.
Well, my dad didn't found it, if that's what you mean.
Okay.
They monitor all these lists, mailing lists, every month on a monthly basis to make sure your name stays off. And if not, they go after the people for you.
But that's worth $20 a year, if you ask me.
And they plant 5 trees when you join.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, well, there you have it. $4 a tree.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Sure. It depends on the tree.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to sign up for that. I didn't know about that.
Yeah. And remember, never fill out a warranty card.
Don't do
Never respond to a publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes.
Anything that says, what does it say on the...
You may have already won.
Yeah, but a lot of times it's not even your name. It'll just say occupant or something
like that. If you respond to that, you will end up on what's called a sucker list. And that's actually what it's called in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have shown that you are gullible and your junk mail will increase tremendously.
Yeah. And your name pops up on the sucker list, and that's when all these companies go, oh, we got one.
Exactly.
Let's get in there.
Yeah, that's the lead of leads right there.
Right, and that's my impression of a junk mail dude.
Yeah, that was good.
Thanks.
So there you go. I also want to recommend an article on MSNBC by Sig Kirchheimer, whose name I mispronounced at the beginning of this podcast. Sorry, Mr. Kirchheimer. It's called Hate Junk Mail, Follow These Steps. And Mr. Kirchheimer has gone to the trouble of basically giving every name, address, telephone number, and website you would need to completely rid your life of junk mail. So it's definitely worth reading. And if you want to read our take on it, you can type, "Can I Stop Getting Junk Mail?" in the search bar at howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Are you thirsty? Well, Richard's rainwater is caught clean before it even hits the ground. Rain is naturally pure, so there's no need for harsh chemicals or additives. Richard's rainwater contains no chlorine, no forever chemicals, no microplastics, no nothing. Enjoy the smooth, clean taste of still rainwater or the cold pressured bubbles of sparkling rainwater. Just visit richardsrainwater.com to find a retailer near you. That's richardsrainwater.com. And for a coupon, text STUFF to 251-292-8887 and receive $2 off a 12-pack case of Richard's Rainwater.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.